You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. That march was part of a week called It Takes Roots, Solidarity to Solutions, and it puts a focus on communities on the front lines of environmental crises. While that's going on, the Global Climate Action Summit is starting Wednesday in San Francisco. World leaders will evaluate how far we've come since the Paris Agreement. The three-day event is co-chaired by Governor Jerry Brown. Al Gore will be there, along with Dolores Huerta. Libby Schaff and London Breed will be joined by the mayors of Paris and Los Angeles, secretaries and senators, prime ministers and presidents. It's a big deal. One featured speaker is Van Jones, former green jobs czar in Barack Obama's White House and founder of Oakland's Green for All, which advocates simultaneously for clean energy and job production. Green for All named a new national director this month, Michelle Romero. KALW's Ben Trefney sat down to talk with her and asked where we can see examples of the green economy in effect right here in the Bay Area.
So Oakland, for example, is a community that's surrounded on all sides by busy freeways and highways.
Right.
You've got diesel trucks running through certain neighborhoods on their way to the port and just idling all of those fumes, exhaust spewing into neighborhoods. So there's been a project now to plant 1,000 trees in Oakland, and the community-based group that got the contract to do that work is Planting Justice, which employs formerly incarcerated communities, actually, in those neighborhoods to help clean the air and do this sort of urban forestry work in their own neighborhoods.
And so how are you involved with that then?
Yeah, so Green for All advocates for the policies that are bring those funds to communities. And then we work with community partners to make sure that they're the ones on the ground saying the kinds of things they want to see happen in their community, right? We want the funds to go to the things that are going to solve the pollutions communities say they have, right? And invest in the solutions that they're actually creating themselves.
I was looking through your website and you mentioned the carbon pricing that you guys are working on to try to make sure that some of this funding ends up going into the communities where it's most needed. I saw you also have, for example, Fix the Pipes. And there's a lot of celebrities who are associated with that. Tell me about some of that work you do with people like the hip hop artist Common.
Yeah. So, you know, a few years ago, Flint, Michigan made its way into the national news. The governor had switched the water source for drinking water of all the Flint residents from, you know, one source to the Flint River, which they didn't treat before pumping that water into homes. And so thousands of people, I mean, everyone who lived there was poisoned. And we saw a need and an opportunity to really call attention to Flint and keep it in the national news long enough to actually achieve real solutions. We wanted to make sure it wasn't just this blip on people's radar, that there was awareness built around it, but no solutions. We wanted to make sure there were real solutions. And so we worked with celebrities to help amplify what was going on, to help get the message out there, to back then, you know, call on the Obama administration to work with Congress on a policy that would send $100 million to Flint to fix the pipes. And so with that, we also, you know, continue the effort through grassroots fundraising and worked with celebrities like Common and others to, you know, put out a call to their followers and their supporters and say, hey, let's all pitch in. You know, we're all Flint. So whether you're from Flint or whether you're from Fruitvale and Oakland or places in South San Francisco, the Tenderloin, and you're affected by dirty water or dirty air or unsafe soil, we're all Flint, right? And we need to make sure that we're standing up for those communities so that there's no more Flints, so that nowhere, you know, is it going to be unsafe to drink your tap water or breathe your air? That's what we're fighting for.
We're speaking with Michelle Romero. She is the new national director of Green for All, based in Oakland. On the governor's desk right now is this proposal to make the electric grid completely based on clean energy by 2045.
Right.
Do you think that that's realistic? It seems very ambitious. And how do you think we would get there?
So SB 100, which would commit the state to use renewable energy, 100% renewable energy by 2045, I think it's possible. I mean, I think that anything is possible when we set our minds to it and then work aggressively to get it done. And so I think that the first step would be Governor Brown signing this piece of legislation. Hopefully he does that soon. And I think that's great. I think we also need to figure out, though, the supply side. So it's one thing to say California will use only 100% clean energy, but still, if we're being a producer then of dirty energy that we're just exporting out, where that's not quite going to solve the problem. So we need to do that side too and begin phasing out of fossil fuels.
Do you think that it's realistic
to do that? Yeah, like I said, I mean, if you're bringing together the former presidents of Ireland and Chile, and you've got governors from states all across the country and the world, and you've got prime ministers coming, and you can't solve it, then we're in real trouble. So, you know, I certainly hope so. And I think that, you know, setting a goal and then actually doing what's necessary to achieve it, I think is possible.
So since you obviously put a lot of time and energy into this professionally, I'm wondering, since you got involved in this kind of work, what's something that might have surprised you about how you've changed your lifestyle to become more environmentally conscious?
Yeah, you know, I think the way I came into this work is interesting. I have not thought of myself as an environmentalist all my life. I truthfully, when I took this job, was telling my boss who recruited me for it, I said, you know, I know that what you're trying to do must be good, but I don't know if I'm going to be really passionate about the environmental stuff. And I think that's because the environmental movement sort of has this brand around it that it's just for white, more affluent coastal communities. And as a woman of color, I didn't necessarily identify as a tree hugger or someone who wanted to save the whales necessarily. But I'll say that for me, what's changed was when I saw, maybe it was 5 or 6 years ago at this point, on my local news. I was sitting at home in Newark, California at the time where I was living, and Richmond had just had another oil refinery explosion, the Chevron oil refinery. And they were calling for residents to shelter in place and telling people that if you could find towels and blankets to plug the cracks in your doors, that you should find them and do that, because the air outside your home was so unsafe to breathe. And I have a friend who lived in Richmond at the time, and I remember calling her and saying, oh my gosh, Blanca, have you heard the news? There's been this oil explosion. Are you inside? Are you safe? And she informed me I am, and she kind of laughed at me, and she said, you know, this happens all the time, and we have an alarm system in the city. It happens so much that we have an alarm system in the city that lets us know when we need to get inside. And I thought, wow, for that to be so normal. And it's normal because it's a place like Richmond. It's normal because it's a low-income immigrant community, African-American community, that we don't see it everywhere. And so between places like Richmond and places like Flint, you know, that's what ultimately this is about. It's not just about saving the planet. It's about saving the people, which will save us all.